incredibly tough to get to the front of their net. They have some big bodies on the back end, and they're a real good team in transition. You look at the way they've been playing the last couple of months. They've really been able to put the puck in the net and keep it out. So, it's going to be a really good challenge for us tonight.
What's been your experience going head-to-head with Bergeron?
Yeah, he's one of the elites, I think. You know, he's so good at everything. There's not one thing that stands out about his game. It's kind of, he's so well-rounded. He doesn't cheat the game defensively to create any offense. And, he's got Pastrnak and Marchand. They're so good together. They make such incredible reads. And then in the circle as well, he's so capable, I think. That's what makes him so great. He's able to go up against the other team's best players and, still contribute at both ends of the ice.
Adam, do you spend any extra time trying to flush that last game, just given the way that kind of rolled out in the last second?
No, you kind of handle it like any other one, whether you won it or you lost it. You go back, you look at the certain place that we might want to have changed. There were some details to our game that we want to continue to improve upon, and then you look to implement them tonight. It's nice about this league is you're able to turn the page real quick, and our challenge doesn't get any easier. You go from the Sharks to the Bruins, so we're going to look to try and kind of put into our game the areas that are going to make it successful. And we know that there's some plays that we can't have happen. The Bruins will hurt you if we're a little careless with the puck.
On that point, Adam, with these teams that you've been playing, I mean, the Capitals, the Lightning, and Sharks, and you've got these guys tonight, Flames coming up. I mean, as a player, how do you – is it easier said than done saying you take every game the same? But this is a tough block.
Yeah, well, I think if you look at the whole block as one, it's a little daunting, but you kind of look at the way we've played against these teams, who generally against some of the top teams, we played really well. So, we're going to try and take that and put it into each one of those games. You look at playing the elite teams in the league and what you have to do to be successful. And, each team does something differently that makes them who they are, and it's important for us that we use our speed and we get in on our forecheck. And if we can dictate kind of those two areas of the game, it sets up well regardless of who we play.